Welcome back to the Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin. I've met a lot of people over the course of my lifetime. Some I remember with fondness and some I would rather forget. While I was working as the Director of Public Relations for the Hanmer Valley Shopping Center, I met a quiet, unassuming gentleman who taught me more about life than he could ever imagine. I want to share a little bit of his story with you. John Lancia was the custodian of the shopping center. He retired at the age of 77 after working 52 years with the railway, in the mines, and for the last 27 years of his working career, he worked for Val Mazzucca at the Hanmer Valley Shopping Center as the chief custodian. During the retirement party that was held for him, I thought back to a story I once read. Let me share it with you. It's called The Carpenter's Gift. This story is about an elderly carpenter who was about ready to retire. He told his employer, contractor, of his plans to leave the house building business and live a more leisurely life with his wife, enjoying his extended family. He would miss the paycheck, but he needed to retire. They could get by. The contractor was sorry to see his good worker go and asked if he could build just one more house as a personal favor. The carpenter said yes, but in time it was easy to see that his heart was not in his work. He resorted to shoddy workmanship and used inferior materials. It was an unfortunate way to end his career. When the carpenter finished his work and the builder came to inspect the house, the contractor handed the front door key to the carpenter. "This is your house," he said, "my gift to you." What a shock. What a shame. If he had only known he was building his own house, he would have done it all differently. Now he had to live in the home he had built none too well. As I watched John Lancia going around the room during his retirement party, being congratulated by some of his close friends and family, and as I listened to the speeches that reflected upon the man's life, I realized how easy it is for us to fall into the same trap as the carpenter in the story. So often we build our lives in a distracted way, willing to put up less than the best. So often at work we are content with giving a mediocre performance and not giving the job our best effort. And then we are shocked when we look at the situation we've created and realize we are now living in the house we built. We should all think of ourselves as the carpenter. Each day we are building our house. Everything we do is like hammering another nail, placing a board, or erecting a wall. We should take care and build it wisely. It is the only life we will ever build. Even if you live for only one more day, that day deserves to be lived graciously and with dignity. I looked over at John. He was overwhelmed with the attention he was receiving from his employer, his friends, from former mayors, and other people who held esteemed positions in the community. John Lancia, a custodian, receiving all of this attention from so many important people. John spent the evening thanking everyone for making the evening so special. He and his wife, Chummy, came to see me the following week to ask me if I could put something in the vision paper to express their appreciation to everyone who came to the party. When he left my office, I thought back to the party. Over 100 people had gathered together. They were not there to say goodbye and give their best wishes to a custodian. They were there to pay tribute to a master carpenter, a person who treated everyone he met with respect, a person who couldn't do enough to help other human beings, friend or stranger, a person who never thought about what he could get out of life, but what he could give to life, what he could give to others, a person who was totally committed and focused on his family. John died at around the age of 80 or 81. He only lived about 4 years after retirement. But he showed all of us how to live. He gave us a gift that will last forever. Our life today is a result of our attitudes and choices in the past. Our life tomorrow will be the result of our attitudes and the choices we make today. All we can hope for is to be able to one day live in a house as wonderful as John Lancia's. And so the message for all young students is pretty clear. As you go through life, make sure that you give your best effort at all times. Live life to the fullest. You are building your own house with everyone you meet and with every action. People are watching you. They want to see what kind of carpenter you are. Make sure you are proud of your house. It's the only one you'll ever have. You're listening to the Learning Clinic radio show on CKLU 96.7 FM. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin, and you're listening to Some Reflections on Life.
Young girl, get out of my mind.